Triple M Rocks Sunday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Welcoming stations on the mighty Triple M NRL network, including
KOFM Newcastle,
2GO Gosford,
CFM,
Gold FM Goldcast.
Here we go. You never heard footy like this.
The Grand Final, 2016. And a moment 50 years in the making. The team from the Shire. From Cronulla, from Sutherland, from Engadine, Carrigbar, Sylvania, and Heathcote, and everywhere in between. So used to heartbreak, so used to despair.
Look,
three times they've been right here,
if you had
within grasp.
One shot.
Three times.
One opportunity.
They've tasted disappointment.
Seize everything you ever wanted.
But now.
One moment.
They stand on the edge.
Did you capture?
The edge of a rugby league moment in time.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up, over. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
The Cronulla Sharks haven't been perfect. They're not loved by everyone, but they're loved by everyone in the Shire. Filled to the brim with veterans who know the big stage, who've won on the big stage. But with that, they pay a price. A clock that ticks louder with each game, each opportunity, each moment. Paul Gallen. 16 years waiting for a day like this. Michael Ennis. He's been here before, but never taken that victory lap. For many, this will be their last shot. For some, this will be their only shot.
So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got.
And standing in Cronulla's way, the Melbourne Storm, as intimidating as it gets. Cam Smith, Cooper Cronk. Our game has known no greater winners. Craig Bellamy, perhaps, no, almost certainly, the best coach of his era. They've won Origins here. They've won Grand Finals here. They don't fear the big stage. They thrive on it. Could there be any tougher obstacle for the team from the Shire?
You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better...
The Cronulla Sutherland Sharks versus the Melbourne Storm. The National Rugby League Grand Final, where legends are made and dreams are so cruelly dashed. Live and loud on Triple M.
Hell yeah, that was bloody good. Great way to start Grand Final Day on the Triple M network. Already the Sharky supporters are here. And we are broadcasting live thanks to DeWalt. DeWalt Flex Vault. The game just changed. Available at Bunnings and Total Tools. Triple M NRL live from the grand final all day long. We'll kick it off now. Dan will call the game for you tonight. So we've got everything that happens right here. Just in case, you better download the app now at triplem.com.au. Thanks to our mates at Bryden's Lawyers. A few changes to our team to kick us off today. But from NRL 360, my old mate Paul Kent, welcome to you.
Hey, thanks, Maroon. That was a wonderful opening, and it really got you in the mood, didn't it?
Yeah.
I wish the game was kicking off now after hearing that.
Gordon Tallis.
Afternoon, gentlemen and everybody. Yeah, it was a
there's a great opener in it. It's always exciting times, grand final week and grand final day. I think it's the best day for any player. I think every player that's ever played their game has started off with 400, and now there's 34 players that are going to go out there and fight for Arthur Summons and Norm Proven.
And finally, our special guest on the panel to kick us off today, 177 games for the Mighty Sharks before he moved to the Titans. And he also played for the New South Wales Waratahs. His name is legendary in our game, rugby league royalty. Matty Rogers, finally good to get you on, old mate.
Hey, Maroon. Hey, boys. How are we? Definitely a very apt song to open. Cause I only got one shot at Cronulla and wasn't good enough back in 97. Played against our old mate over there, Gordy. But, yeah, look, great to be here. Great to be here on grand final day.
Yeah, it's sort of one shot. If it was talking about Kevvy Walters or Glenn Lazarus or Arthur Summons, it'd be 11 shots.
Wow.
You know, it was like
Cooper Cronk.
Six
shots.
So, yeah. Mate, it's a very special day.
I saw you the other day on Sterlo's show there, Matty, one-on-one, and I thought it was refreshing. He asked you the question, what was it like to play with your famous father's name? And what was beautiful was that you turned around and said you loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I did. I embraced it. I loved it. I loved being Steve Rogers' son. And, you know, particularly when you play in the Shire, you play for the Sharks. They were big shoes to fill, but I never tried to fill them. I just, you know, just tried to do my own thing. And I had a ball doing it. And, you know, you can see by the Sharks fans here, they're a loyal bunch and they supported me every step of the way.
I tell you what, he was a great man, your dad. He used to go to the games and you'd sit there, and I was just telling Gordon earlier, you'd ring him up and you'd say, mate, you want to come and have a beer? And he'd always come and just sit and have a beer and just love to talk football all the time. And one of the things that you see about the game these days is the people who move on and stay in the game, they're remembered far more fondly than the people who don't stay in the game. Mm. And your dad was, I believe, as good as any centre that's ever played the game. And unfortunately, he gets left off the conversation sometimes. But he was just something else.
Yeah, mate, it was a pleasure to watch. I watched many, many highlight videos of him back in my youth, so yeah. I certainly took as much from him as I could.
Yeah.
And he was actually the first forward to win the Dally M medal. That would surprise most people, because he played lock the year he won it.
Yeah.
Well, was he with the Dragons?
At the Dragons, yeah. But that just showed you the skill that he had and how tough he was. Yeah. But when him and Cronin were in the centres, Australia never had a better combination. No.
And that's a really big statement, because there's Miles Meninga, there's been, I think, Inglis and, you know, Hodges or whatever. But you know, everybody, like when I went to the Dragons, people were talking fondly of this Steve Rogers, and then obviously Cronulla, well, he's the legend down there. But I got to meet him a couple of times, and just the gentleman, and like normally when, you know, people get old, you know, like they're always cranky and disappointed in the game, and it was back in my day, but it was all about the present, and I love the way they can move on and they can embrace the game for the moment it is, and probably because he saw, you know, Matty going through it as well, so he was living that ride as well. But what a wonderful guy.
But there was a time, see, when he was in the conversation to be an immortal. He doesn't get mentioned now because times have moved on, but he was so close. He was only just seen as behind Langlands when Langlands was brought in. Everyone thought, well, hang on, he's got to be soon. But then obviously we move on and Joey Johns gets in and everybody's now talking about Thurston, and whether it's Lockyer or the guys playing today or whoever. But I tell you, like, he's just a beautiful mover.
You wouldn't get any arguments if he was one, would you?
Oh, none.
I don't think so.
Matty, just before we go to a song, buddy, you've just come from the Shire. Quickly set the scene for us.
Mate, it is going nuts out there. I was in Cronulla. There's a guy driving around Cronulla with a big black truck with a shark fin on it and a train horn. it's crazy. Every second person's got a Sharks jersey on, and mate, every shop's painted up. I'll tell you what, it'll be a busy town tonight if they get the chocolates.
Yeah, well, 50 seasons today, and today we hope it's the day the mighty Sharkies break the drought. But look, if you're coming out to the game, make sure you say good day to us. We're just to the right as you come off the trains, or you're in the brewery, you can't miss it. Just sort of near Gate F there, live, and we're doing it thanks to DeWalt, Paul Kent, Gordy Tallis, Maroon, Matty Rogers, back with more right after this one from The Offspring on Triple M NRL. And this is Triple M NRL live at the grand final at ANZ Stadium. 23 degrees in Homebush, 23 degrees in the Shire at the moment. Of course, we do it thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. No problem at all. Lee from Bryden's will find his way into the best corporate box in the world somewhere in there today. But if you're getting off the train, make sure you say g'day. Look, this is how the order of the day runs. Holden Cup, of course, kicks things off with the Panthers and the Roosters at 25-2. Cutters Bears at 3:40. And then, of course, the big dance, as Rabs like to call it, the grand final. We'll have it all for you live here on Triple M. So make sure, just to be safe, you download the app at triplem.com.au. Let's have a chat about the game itself now. 50 seasons in for the Cronulla Sharks. Kenny, I can remember having this discussion at the start of the year with the likes of this Sharkies forward pack, Luke Lewis, Hyington, Gallen, etc., etc., Mickey Ennis. For some of them, it's not their last game, but in many ways, it's now or never.
Yeah, it is. Well, for Mick, it's now or never, isn't it? It's definitely his last game. And as Paul Gallen spoke about this week, it's very difficult to get to grand finals. And he's played 15 seasons, and this is his first one. So this is not an opportunity that that they'll take. You know, I don't want to say take lightly, but they won't let this one go. They understand how important it is. And you also hear Luke Lewis, for example, talks about it. His first season in the NRL, he made the grand final, won it with Penrith. And a lot of people like him, Chris Hynington, they all say that they get to that stage where they start to believe, well, yeah, early in their career, grand final, well, how good's this? And they don't get back.
Yeah.
So they appreciate it. They all appreciate it for different reasons today. And that's why I just think it's going to be an absolute belter this afternoon.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, given the experience in the side, I don't think it'll be lost on the younger guys, given the fact that, you know, Luke Lewis has that story. I know I played at 21 in 97 and I never got back there again. So, you know, I think with the senior, you know, group of players that they've got, they'll certainly be saying to these young guys, look, this is the opportunity, we can't let it slip.
Yeah, it's, you can never wait for next year, can you, mate?
No. It's too hard.
No, and Paul, I think I watched you on one of your shows and you were saying that it's going to be like two pythons having a wrestle. Like, I think with the conditions and the weather, I think it's going to be a real open, good style of footy.
Well, and I hope it is.
And there was a helicopter over the top of the Storm training, and just a couple of their moves, it looked like they're going to try to blow them away, because that's Craig Bellamy. Because everybody thinks, mate, like whatever they think, I think he's thinking about so many different scenarios, and I think that they've got the team that can try to. I just hope it's a classic grand final and may the best team win.
Well, you got to think there's plenty of points in both sides. Yeah. I mean, they're both great defensively, but they've both got points all across the park.
Yeah. I think too, Matt, what they'll certainly be doing is both sides will go in probably as a bit of a shock element, think, you know what, they will be anticipating a defensive slog. Everybody thinks it'll be a defensive slog, and there's a fair reason for that. Melbourne are the best at the wrestle. Cronulla are the best at pinching a couple of metres and standing offside. So
you talk about
take it where you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. But both press their advantage there. Both press their advantage, and that's why defensively they've been so strong this season. Let's remember, Melbourne came out top this year in every defensive category. That's a pretty impressive record.
Well.
So they've done that. So that's clearly what they'll be going in. But by the same token, because they sort of cancel each other out in that respect, both coaches will be thinking, you know what, we probably can't go out and score 10 points and win the game. We need to go out. If we can get to 20, we will win the game, because they'll back their defence to defend 20 points. And I'd say that's probably why they're looking to play a little bit that way. Certainly, there was indications late in the season by the Broncos, by the Raiders, that if you go out and you spread the ball against Melbourne, if you play a bit of football against him, you try and get some second phase, I think Paul Gallen will look offload all day tonight.
Yeah, I think they have to. They have to play second phase.
Okay. Boys, that's Matty Rogers, who I should have mentioned earlier, who is our special guest in the panel this afternoon. We're going to chop and change the boys around. But, of course, Matty Rogers
How
being
come
a,
they're not clapping when you say Paul Kent?
I don't know. Guys, can we have a clap for Paul Kent, please? Oh, come on, somebody, anybody.
That was almost a boo.
Oh, that's his mother and his auntie in the crowd.
Yeah, there was no Viking in it, was there? It wasn't a Viking clap, that's for sure.
Hey, do we take any... We look at stats, Matty Rogers. Do we take anything in off the stats? Storm have dominated the Sharks, winning 12 of their last 14. Storm have won 12 of the last 14.
Yeah, but do you know what? It goes out, like, on big games, you know, I mean, like, whether you're playing whatever, on any big occasion, I'm sure when Matty was playing, like, do you know what? The Broncos had a really poor record at Shark Park in the dark on a Saturday night. I don't think that we ever won a game. But every time I went there, I was always confident. We never spoke about it. It's not something that comes up. Players don't really talk about stats. I think it's someone for us to talk about. I think it's for the coaches to look at. But like, it won't come up. It will not come up in the dressing room. I don't think
Cameron Smith will bring it up.
I don't think Gallon go, last time we played him, it was 26-6. Nothing like that will come up. It's about this moment. It's about the next...
They're talking about what they need to do today to win the game. Yeah. Talking about what happened in the last 16 games, it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
I mean, the last game, obviously, they'll talk about, you know, because they need to know whether they have to work on.
But then they will show all the good stuff that they did, and this is the opportunities that that we missed. This is what we did really good. They couldn't handle us in this area of the field. They couldn't handle us that. Look, boys, this is the opportunity where they were good. How do we fix this? That's it.
Well, the thing is, too, though, is although it was 26-6 to Melbourne, the Cronulla made more line breaks
6-2,
last time they played. Yeah, they made more line breaks. They just didn't capitalise on them. And I spoke to Frank Panisi about that, and he said, well, look, we will take a look at the last time we played. We won't get a lot out of it, but we'll have a look at it and we'll see what we can come up with. And both coaches will be doing that. Both coaches, look, I think it was down Cronulla's left side that Melbourne went last time and had some success there. So they'll be looking, no doubt, to do that again. And again, Cronulla will be looking to fix that.
Mate, I think Cronulla are playing better football now than they were 6 weeks ago too.
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing. What's really interesting about this game is I don't think either side is in peak form. I think they're both on the upward swing. Cronulla had that great period, 15 wins in a row, but then they dipped off a bit. And I was talking to Mick Ennis about it. Mick said, look, what they realised that they were doing is, and this is what happens when you go on these streaks, and this is why at the time, you know, Mick said, when I brought it up with him, he didn't want to talk about it. He kept saying, mate, you're full of it, you're just death riding us now. I wasn't doing that at all, but what was happening was that when you have that success, you paper over the cracks. And when they had that loss, and suddenly they went from 15 wins in a row to one win in six.
Mm.
One win, one draw in six games. And what they discovered was they were actually, all those little effort plays, diving on loose balls, pushing in up in defence, covering from the inside out, all that stuff that doesn't go down in the stats, but you need to do the win. They realised they weren't doing that. And so what they were able to do is go away and have a think about it, get their mind back and to do that sort of thing. And I think that's what's happened. They're coming back again. But last week, I think they came up against a Cowboys side who was just leg weary after the Broncos the week before.
Yeah.
They'd had the week off Cronulla, so they were much fresher. By the same token, I think Melbourne came up against a Canberra side they were lucky to beat. And Melbourne were, I don't think they're in great shape either, as far as they're not at their best, but both sides got the potential because they're heading there.
But that's the thing. I think Melbourne have won when they haven't been at their best, which is scary, but Cronulla are certainly on the way back up.
All right, boys, just before we go to this break, I just want to get quickly, in two words, who wins and by how many, Matty Rogers?
I reckon Sharks by 14.
Oh, what about you, Kenty?
I've tipped Sharks by 2.
Sharks by 2. Gordy, tell us.
Oh, the Storm are going to flog them.
Really?
What are you even going to the game for? Don't go clapping.
The Sharkies crowd.
Look at them. They're all brand new jerseys.
Sharkies crowd. What do you think about what he just said, Sharkies crowd? Come on, give it to him. Boo.
So, go back to the Shire. Wasn't that a good show?
Storm by used to getting booed in this place.
It doesn't worry me.
Storm by how many, Gordy?
4.
All right. This is
Storm by 4.
Sunday Triple M NRL, and we're broadcasting live thanks to DeWalt. Make sure you say good day to us outside.
4 tries, I meant. 4 tries.
And you can't miss us if you come off the train. It's a beautiful day. 24 degrees in the Shire and 24 degrees in Homebush. And we're back with more right after this as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL Grand Final.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Close to the open side to Croc. He's going to go for it and score! Monster double pump away to Chase Blair. Steps inside. Melbourne score!
For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.
Sunday Triple M NRL, and here is our first moment to have a listen to through 2016.
A 2016 Triple M NRL moment.
The Panthers had suffered last-minute losses twice in the opening month, but they returned serving round five against the Eels.
10 seconds to go. 9 metres out, they come back to the open side. Soward, high kick to Ryan Rogers' wing. Up they go. They've got it, Penrith. Comes to Cartwright. Cartwright's over. Cartwright's over. Penrith win. Penrith win on the last play.
The Panthers win on the bell at Pirtek. One of the magic moments of 2016.
Oh, yeah, we were at that game. Who'll ever forget that one? Cartwright, massive performance, and the Panthers got up that day and made it all the way to the finals, Gordy, but just in the end weren't good enough.
No, they weren't. It was a really, you know, the sad part about Penrith, I think the last game of their year was probably one of their worst in the last 8 weeks, and that's something that is probably going to haunt them over the pre-season because they work really hard. They had all the momentum. They're a young side, and I watched them play against the Titans in the last couple of rounds, and then Peachy was on fire, and they were all playing their role. Cartwright stopped trying to push that miracle pass. Cleary come on. Their forward pack was brilliant. Mansell had a great year, but in the end, it's probably one that Penrith, you know, just being so young, it's great experience for them, but I think it's one that got away too.
They'll be back next year. Now, of course, you might be listening through a lot of the SCA stations right up and down the East Coast, one of them being Coffs Harbour's 2CS, where Bert and the boys from National Locksmiths have got us cranked. Good on you, fellas. And I know your Panthers and Doggy supporters. Hopefully they'll come back for you next year.
What did they give you?
Give me in bloody Coffs Harbour, Gordy? What would they give me if they're in Coffs Harbour? And by the way, why did you turn up wearing a blouse today on such a warm day? Why are you wearing a blouse?
Just in case if there's a nice breeze comes through, it just keeps you cool.
Sunday Triple M NRL is thanks to Brighton's. Back with more after this at Triple M. This is Triple M NRL live from the ANZ Stadium for today's grand final, the Sharkies and the Melbourne Storm. It's beautiful weather, beautiful blue sky if you're coming to Homebush, 24 degrees. And 24 degrees in the Shire at the moment too, where you'll be having your barbies and all that sort of thing. Maybe your Northies getting ready, or the Miranda pub getting ready, or a guy Mia getting ready for what is going to be an absolutely massive
Northies
afternoon. Northies, good old Northies, Matty.
I'll be going off.
I used to love Carmen's.
Yeah, in Miranda Hotel.
Right. How good was that joint?
Well, of course, the Leagues is always a good place for a cold beer.
Mate, I'll tell you what, they've just shipped in about 15 tonne of sand. They've built a beach out the front. At the Leagues Club. Mate, they're putting a beach bar in today. It's going to be pretty special down there.
Yeah, make sure you let us know if you're listening.
Take your sunscreen.
133353. Take your sunscreen and get ready for the Sharkies in Melbourne. Of course, listen to it live on the Triple M network. So make sure you've got that app, triplem.com.au. And if you're going to have a flutter, you do it with Sportsbet. And a bloke we talk to all year when we're talking about having a little flutter on the game of rugby league is our old mate, Joel Kane, sportsbet.com.au. Joel, where are you watching the game from, my friend?
Boys, I'm in the studio for most of the night, and then I'm going to jet off out to ANZ and join the family. I can't wait. It's a brilliant, brilliant day. And you guys probably remember when you were young punks, and you know the grand final's on, and my kids are now at that age where they're playing each other all day. And they quickly drop who were the heroes last year. So last year it was JT. Now they're talking about Holmes and Kronk, and it's just a brilliant day.
Absolutely. I remember having the family barbecue, and you know, all the neighbours would come over and sit in front of the telly and watch the game.
It was a big part of the Rogers household. My dad didn't play in too many when I was old enough to know, so there was always a grand final barbie at our place. It was good times.
Hey, Joel, mate, if I was going to put some money on a Clive Churchill winner and I put my money on Cameron Smith, what would I get?
Well, what you'd probably better off be doing, Gordy, you get $5.50 for Cameron Smith, but if you take the Megabet, so that's on a separate icon, look for Megabet at the top, you scroll across. You click on that, you get Smith and Gallen, either captain to get it, for $5 as opposed to the $5.50 alone for Cameron Smith, max bet of $100. But, mate, you know better than anyone about that medal. How did you feel, mate, when you, not only to win a comp, but to be decided as best on the ground?
Yeah, it was strange because Tony Carroll was the best player on the field by a mile, so he asked me for that Clive Churchill medal every time I see him.
So, and should have got it too.
Yeah, but you know what? It's nice to have now sitting in the undie draw, but you know, at the time, I suppose being voted the best player on the field, I wasn't going to give it back, that's for sure.
Gordy, you struck me as a player who, no matter who they put against you, you believe you were better than them. And I'll tell you another bloke who's like this. This bloke, 2011... He's a 16-year-old. Bo Ryan's doing a signing session down there in Wollongong. Kids are 50 deep. Kid jumps to the front of the queue, hat backwards. And Bo says, mate, you've got to go to the back of the line if you want an autograph. And the kid says, I don't want an autograph, mate. I just want you to know who I am. I'm Birdie. I'm Jack Bird. You'll know about me one day. I'll be playing first grade for the Red V. Well, he was half right. He didn't play first grade for the Red V. But he's a player who He just thinks, whether it's Inglis or anyone who he's against, he believes he's better. $34, Gordy, that's a big, big price for someone like him, don't you reckon?
Yeah, big, but it's good odds, and that's the mentality that you got to have. If you go out there and think that the bloke standing opposite you was better than you in another coloured jersey, well, you shouldn't be playing the game. Everybody runs on today would be confident that they're as good as the guy in front of them and can get the job done, that's for sure.
Hey, Joel, what about head-to-head, mate, Melbourne and Cronulla tonight?
Yeah, look, start of the week, Maroon, all Sharks. Later on, all Storm. Now they're just absolutely bet for bet, either side. They're undecided. Storm are $1.85 and the Sharks are at $2.
Okay, Spring Carnival, you've got some special things happening. You'll be doing some big things at Sportsbet.
Oh, there's plenty of big racing. Punters Club's what you got to do, boys. You've got to get amongst that. That's great fun to do. But there's also a mega bet today, which is an absolute cracker as well. You've got Vinavala and Holmes. Both of those men to score. $5.50 with a max bet of $100. I know Gerds is keen on Wade Graham. I'm with him for the Clive Churchill. He's going to be very, very hard to tip. He's $17 now into $15.
All right, Joel, before you go, mate, I've just locked in a few more pubs for our end-of-season drinks. It's just you and me. We kick off at 1 o'clock at the Pier Hotel in Botany. We move south.
Writing these down, yes.
Yeah, yep. Then we're going to be at the intersection at Ramsgate by 3:30.
We'll be kicked out of there. Then we're
going to the St. George Sailing Club.
Yes, RSG will knock us back on that.
Because Maroon doesn't last longer than an hour.
Then we walk over the Captain Cook Bridge. You're not invited, Gordy, so don't worry. And then we head into the Tarrant Point Hotel for a couple.
Oh, don't stay there long.
And then we're gonna wind it all up at Northies, buddy.
Happy days.
All right.
We'll have a snappy one at the South Cronulla Bowling Club as well, mate.
Well, why don't we do that as well? That one will be your shout, okay?
Righto, perfect. Mate, let's make sure we do that, eh? Let's not all talk about it. Let's do it.
No, we'll get a few more on board. Kenny will come along to that. He doesn't do anything in the off-season. He doesn't do anything through the week. So
Kenny, who's your tip for the Clive? You got the Sharks bang on early in the year.
Yeah, no, I've gone Gallon. I think it'll be a tight game, and I just think... I know that when they go looking for a winner in the tight games, they look a lot at the stats. And I think Gallon's stats will come up big. So
he'll leave nothing alone, will he? He'll leave nothing in the tank.
No, he'll be out there. He'll run for a lot of metres today. He'll have a lot of runs. And I just think that he understands better than anybody. He's played so many Origin games. This is his first grand final. It's his best chance. It's going to be his best chance. They're right in the game. I just think that he's just primed for it.
Ah, beautiful. Can't wait. Should be great, boys.
Good on you, Joel. Always a pleasure, mate. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the course of the day and, of course, next year. And, mate, you know, we love you. It's always a pleasure to have you on. We'll see you again in 2017.
See you. Take care, gents.
Good on you, mate. There he is, sportsbet.com.au. Make sure you download the app if you're going to have a little bit of a flutter on the NRL Grand Final, which, by the way, you can hear right throughout the Triple M network. Melbourne Storm and the Sharkies. The Sharkies fans are already here. Have a listen to them. Give us a cheer, guys. Yeah, there's already thousands of them here. We're going to come back and talk more rugby league right after this as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL Grand Final. This is Sunday Triple M NRL. Up,
Cronulla. Stat kick, here comes foul. Yes, yes, yes. Dummy, oh, he gets there. Jet Townsend muscles his way to the line.
Oh, the Sharks. I've scored a beautiful try.
Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.
And welcome back to it live at ANZ Stadium. We're doing it thanks to DeWalt, guaranteed tough and available at Bunnings. Sharky's taking on the Melbourne Storm. I have not seen a Melbourne Storm jumper yet.
Oh, ho, woo.
Wait. Oh, there's one.
Are you all right? Painted on. There's two. Here they come.
Oh, there's enough. Right. No, that's a Manly jersey.
How'd you do? Yeah, there's enough
that's
to make a team.
Jersey.
Three. Well, yeah,
there's,
well
a, there's one up the back there, too.
You've got to stop trying to be popular, right? Jeez, you don't always have to make the popular comments.
I'd hate to be in the trenches with Paul Kent and Gordon Tallis. As soon as I said that, they've both... Put down their social media. Let's prove him wrong. Where are they? Where are the Melbourne
Storm? Put your hands up, Storm fans.
No, mate, fair dinkum.
Make some more noise, Storm fans.
I will fair dinkum storm out of
from
here.
Everywhere.
I will storm out of here. The Dally M Awards at the Star on Wednesday evening. A wonderful night. A really wonderful occasion for rugby league. And great to catch up with a lot of old mates there. But what did you think, guys, about the award winners? I thought the Raiders... Got a couple of big gongs in Coach of the Year and, of course, Jared Croker.
I didn't have a problem with everybody up on stage, except one, I think, a bloke named Ryan James finished in the top five on votes but didn't make the Team of the Year. So he was the highest polled front rower, and he didn't get the thing. So I thought,
Is he the best front rower in the game?
He made the most points. That's what it goes on.
No, all I'm asking is he the best front rower? It's not what it goes on. That's my
doesn't
point.
It?
No,
it doesn't.
No, if you win,
then
if you win the award, because what can happen during the years, you can be injured and not play some games, so you don't play as many games as someone else. So what happens is,
so why doesn't Jonathan Thurston get the medal every year then?
No, because what happens is you have the 3-2-1 for the player of the year, but when it comes to positions, the points tally is not taken into account.
Oh, okay. So it's just someone's
opinion. So who assesses that? Who picks that?
The judges, which are the likes of Greg Alexander, Gary Belcher, those sorts of guys.
What would they know?
Yeah. No, I was pretty impressed. I think there was a great group of rookies that came through this year. So I think Ash Taylor did a great job getting that rookie award, I think.
Yeah.
You look at like Nathan Cleary, Latrell Mitchell, some fantastic young players coming through. A lot to look forward to.
Fellas, at Dally M's Awards 2 the other night, I wanted to talk about the rookie of the year, Ash Taylor, who will be joining us in the course of the afternoon. But, Matty, you're living on the Gold Coast now in beautiful Broadbeach. How fast has that club turned itself around? And what a season it should be next year, barring any injuries.
Yeah, well, we do have a lot to look forward to up there, and it's been a while since we've had something to look forward to. So they've got a side that's, you know, starting to deliver some results on the field. But, you know, it's, you know, credit to the NRL for stepping in when they needed to, doing what they had to, but then putting together, you know, a lady up there by the name of Rebecca Frizzell, who's put a board together and put an administrative team together that are really delivering off the field. And, you know, as Gordy will know, I mean, any successful football club has a silent administration that just does what the football club needs to succeed, and that's what they're doing up there. And it's you know, it's a credit to them, and it's great to see it sort of starting to come to fruition, because the Gold Coast needs a rugby league side, and it needs a side to succeed. We can't just have the Broncos up there having a monopoly on the area.
No, and to have the Titans now, so like to be in Brisbane and have the Gold Coast Titans on the front page, getting someone like Jared Hayne. I know that the AFL spent over $100 million in our heartland of rugby league, and then we signed Jared Hayne, and people can say it's a waste of money. The publicity he got just overshone anything that the AFL had ever thrown at Queensland in the last, you know, 10 years. And then you've got a young Ash Taylor that's coming through the ranks, and Kane Elgee comes back next year. And then you've got a forward pack where I think Ryan James is starting to get offered by Brisbane. You know, so they're going after some like Tor Timmer. So there's some really good young kids that are, you know, really shining on the Gold Coast.
Will he stay there, Ryan James?
Hope so.
Oh, mate, I hope he does. They've got to throw everything they can to keep him, because he's a Gold Coast boy. He went to Palm Beach, Corumba, and he, you know, he'll be their captain moving forward. And, gee, he can play too. I was a bit upset that he got overlooked a little bit. He wasn't mentioned as much as I think he should have around Origin time, because I think he's going to be an Origin front rower.
I think he's right in the frame for next year.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, what about some of the other awards? I think we're all happy with Coach of the Year in Ricky Stewart. I thought that maybe once again, Kenny, that the Titans fella, Neil Henry, could have gone very close. Shane Flanagan, obviously.
But in the end,
Ricky Stewart, I mean, he's another one who's turned the joint around.
Well, nobody anticipated the Raiders to finish second this year. They were second on the ladder. That was an enormous achievement. Neil Henry did a great job. He got the Titans into eighth. And, look, the clue there is that most people had him sort of down for wooden spoon contention, but they did get Nathan Peets and Jared towards the end of the season, and then also
Conrad Harrell
during the season. But he did a magnificent job, Neil. He had a side there playing to the best of their ability most weeks. What I do like about Ricky, what he did was he turned the club around. He's gone out, he's recruited very astutely. He's got players that no one here had ever heard of, Elliot Whitehead, and hasn't he turned into a great edge player? And then you look at obviously Hodgson, what he's done this year.
He's been
2 years now, and he's improved both years, and was for much of the year was the form player in the competition. So I think that's a fair call. But there was a really, really, really strong list this year. Craig Bellamy once again was magnificent. Shane Flanagan, he's got the Sharks to their first grand final in 20 years. So there's a whole lot of contenders there.
Now, fellas, the team of the year, I'll go through it. Stop me if you want to say anything about any of the individuals. James Tedesco was the fullback.
Well, that was well-deserved.
Yep. Yeah.
What will be interesting is whether he gets picked for the Australian team tomorrow to tour for the Four Nations. He should go on form, but there's a little bit of a whisper around that they're concerned, because he got knocked out last week in the Prime Minister's 13 game, which was the third time this year he's been concussed. And there's a bit of a thought that they might just say, you know what, mate, just have an off-season off. So that would be very disappointing.
Well, with GI and Darius Boyd probably going to be, you know, the two number ones, you would think that he might miss out today.
Well, he could miss out. Look, Darius obviously is going to be the first fullback that they'll pick, but I actually think Tedesco would be the next guy you'd look at, because I think Inglis has time as a fullback are nearly over, to be honest.
No, I think you got to look beyond this year too. We've got a World Cup in another year's time, and you got to look at the future. So, I mean, you can't just. I think Tedesco is the perfect choice.
Yeah,
Josh Mansour, the wing. Now the centre.
That was a bit of a surprise, Josh Mansour.
Yeah, I thought.
A lot of people had Jordan Rapana penciled in there.
Mm. Yeah, but
Mansour's like, it was a toss of a coin, isn't it?
Not undeserved. No, I'm not saying it's not undeserved, but a lot of people, all the talk before was about Rapana and about that edgy forms with Leilua. Oh. But Mansour came home at the right time too. The end to his season was brilliant.
Now, Joey Leilua, you talk about the players who've had their careers turned around when they moved to the nation's capital, Matty Rogers. Joey Leilua this year.
Mate, when he went to Newcastle, I sort of went off him a little bit. He just sort of seemed disinterested. I saw him get interviewed at times. He looked disengaged. He wasn't, just didn't seem happy. Mm. For him to go down to Canberra and do what he's done, and credit to Ricky Stewart, he's getting the best out of him. Yeah. And I think Ricky's changed himself too. He just seems like a different sort of person.
He looks happier, doesn't he? He looks 5 years ago more relaxed.
And I think that's bringing the best out of some of these players. That's what,
and you look at that. So when Leilua came down there, he grabbed him, Ricky, and this is. Let's bear in mind, Ricky Stewart was a coach who, when he was at the Roosters, they were tough defensively, and they played a tough, grinding style of play. And then they had a little bit of flair with, obviously, likes of Brad Fittler and that playing on the end, that Craig Wing. He's totally got a completely different style, which is the quality of the coach. He's coaching to the roster, and he's got guys like Leilua who came to the club. And what he said to him this time last year, he got there halfway through the last season, he said to him, Joey, he said, you're going to spend this summer getting fit. And he got him fit. And that's been the big difference for Joey Leilua. But the other thing he's done is, for all the criticism of Ricky about being intense and cranky and all that, he's actually lightens it up. And he's kept Joey Leilua happy. And Joey Leilua loves playing for him because he just keeps him nice and relaxed. And he doesn't put things on him. You've got to know what you're dealing with as far as your talent you got. And that's been a big part of the success for Leilua, is because he's just been able to go out and be happy during the week, he's a little bit sort of, I would say, alternative as a personality. He likes things a little bit loosey-goosey. And Ricky just says, well, okay, mate, that's fine. As long as you turn up on Sunday, not a problem.
Okay, 5'8", James Maloney, Cooper Cronk, of course, the halfback, lock was Jason Taumalolo. Second row, Matt Gillette, Jesse Bromwich and Cameron Smith. Now, we're going to talk about the Dally M joint winners very shortly, so stay with us. Sunday, Triple M NRL broadcasting live at ANZ Stadium, thanks to Brighton's. And, of course, we're back with Matty Rogers, Paul Kent, Gordy Tallison, Maroon. Right up this, Triple M rocks the footy. And this is Sunday Triple M NRL broadcasting live from the ANZ Grand Final. It's a beautiful afternoon in the world's best city, the city of Sydney. It's 25 degrees in Homebush. It's 25 in the Shire. If you're coming out to ANZ Stadium, I trust you will come and say g'day to Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Matt Rogers and myself. And look, Gordy, just talking a little bit about Dally M's the other night, which is another outstanding success. Let's talk about the Dally M Player of the Year. Second time in a handful of years that we had joint winners, but that Jason Taumalolo, they call him the wrecking ball, Matty Rogers. And
he's just such a joy to watch. You know, he can, it's rare that you come across a player in, you know, that back row position that can actually change a game. They're generally dictated by the way the halves play, the way the halves use them. He can grab the game and change it, similar to the way Gordy used to back in his day. But I remember Gordy played 20 minutes against Cronulla one year. I think you're playing for St. George. Played 20 minutes, won the game in 20 minutes, got injured, went off and got man of the match. So he's that sort of player, and they're rare.
Yeah. I tell you what, how I rate a forward is, your forward pack doesn't have to be going good. You don't have to have all the running. He can make metres off a slow play of the ball. He can take the first carry, he can take the second, he can take the third. He can get out, he can have good ball, he mixes his run up. He's a handful on a slow play of the ball, and on a fast play of the ball, he's even worse. He's got speed, he's got late footwork, he's strong in contact, and he can beat you in any way that he wants to run. And he's going to be a handful if he keeps his feet on the ground and keeps on working hard, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he's also the guy, too, that they set up a lot of their playoff. Like, you watch the way that the Cowboys play, is they get in, and everyone talks about how unstructured they are. They like him to get in, make his run, and then Thurston plays off the back of that, which is quite clever.
I mean, he's just going to command the attention of two defenders. You can't send him up and not put two defenders at least on him. You know, two and three people are going to be surrounding him. So, you know, it's good for a guy like JD to have a guy that he can build his play off.
Yeah. I was happy to see the joint winners this year. It was funny that neither scored a point. Both teams won in round 26 and neither scored a Dally M point, which was really unusual. But it was actually good to see a guy like that. And I'll tell you, Cooper Cronk came to the party because he helped him out when he's been interviewed.
Now, Paul Kent, Gordy Tallis has just told me he wants to introduce a new category at the Dally M's, the player that disappointed you most through the year. Gordon, who was the player that disappointed you most?
Are you trying to throw me under the bus again? This is where the Robbie Farah situation
if
happened.
If I could throw you under a bus.
That's why I can't sit on the end there, because I say really silly things there, but I'll probably end up saying silly things here too. But I suppose for ability, someone that I thought would have had a better year was someone like probably Corey Oates, even though he played Origin. I thought his back end to the year, you know, people come out of Origin and they normally, you know, tend to kick on and like, you know, because of the experience that you get of playing with those quality players. I thought Corey Oates is probably back in, to be harsh, and it's probably his most successful year. But I thought I got pretty disappointed towards his back end of his career. I mean, season.
Not to put you guys on the spot, but do you want to add anyone to that?
Kenny's got 390.
I'm not a journalist yet, so I don't bag players. Yet. I'll leave that to Gordy.
Kenny, do you have anyone to add to that?
Come on.
Oh, no.
Tell me and I'll say it.
There's a lot of... Well, you've done that before.
That was a joke, Paul.
But what... sorry, Paul. Paul, any names?
Oh, look, there's been a couple. Look, the big one that we all sort of spoke about for much of the season was Ben Hunt, and how much so much of the Broncos' success rested on him, and we just continually waited for him to start running the football, and he never reached the heights he'd reached last year.
I don't know. I don't think he had a horrible year, though.
No, he didn't, but he's a
lot of pressure. I'm a big fan of Ben Hunt. He stood up last year in a side that, you know, everyone was wondering whether he was going to be able to hold that halfback position.
Yep.
And then to sort of come, you know, I think there's... You know, things are operating around him. I mean, he can't take the team forward. You know, if he's got guys out wide, like Gordy said, aren't doing the finishing. You know, there's a whole range of things. I mean, I'm a big fan of Ben Hunt, so I've got to stand up for him.
Yeah. All right. Now, just before we go
and
to...
And Matty Rogers said he'd love to take GI on one-on-one. GI.
Senator Glenn Lazarus will join us very shortly. If anyone knows a thing or two about a grand final, it is Glenn Lazarus. He's coming up. But just before we go to the break, I have to say, Gordy Tallis has been sitting up here poking into the Sharky supporters, rattling their cage, trying to get them to fire up. Then soon as the ad break comes on, he goes down there like a little fairy and starts signing Sharky's flags.
Well, do you know all those people, right? They bought them. They're from North Queensland. They're Cowboy supporters. But they thought that they'd come here and follow the Sharks. Oh. That's what grand final day is. Just because you got your South... You want to see a rotten tattoo?
Don't start on me. At least I've only got one team that I attach myself to. You attach yourself to the Titans, the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Dragons.
No.
Mate, honestly, I was down at Cronulla yesterday. They said, mate, Gordon Tallis, an ambassador at the Titans, said, yeah, but he played for your biggest enemy, the Broncos, up there. I said, yeah, but mate, you guys should get him on board here. He played for St. George. Yeah. I'm sure we'd welcome you across. And
great idea. I need some peptides in his body. Yeah. I'm starting to look a bit tired.
Easy. That's a bit below the belt.
Just in case I go to the beach. You've got to
I'll sort him out for you later, guys.
If anyone from Brighton's lawyers is here, could you come straight to the OB site?
No, it's true. It's true. They admitted it.
Give you a flag and pin $5 to Gordon and you'll be there.
Yeah. Mate, he said that. He's very loyal. He's very loyal
very
to the
loyal
next dollar.
To my next dollar, guys.
Triple MNRL is thanks
any
to
other radio
lawyers.
Stations.
And broadcasting live for DeWalt. Where do you want to go, mate? You want to go to 2CH?
Triple M, mate, I'm happy here. JA loves me.
Well, he's got to love somebody, JA. I'm glad it's you. We're broadcasting live thanks to DeWalt. We're back with Senator Glenn Lazarus. Hour 2 is Triple M Rocks, the NRL, live from the ANZ Grand Final.
Triple M Rocks, the NRL Grand Final.